You don't treat me no good no more.
8:44 at Zinc 96. You got Bilko and Jade for brekkie this morning. Just before we leave today, Rose Smith from Absolute Soul Secrets joins us when we get to a full moon every month, and it has been full, Rose. It's been waking me up.
Morning, Rose.
Good morning. Hello up there.
How are you this morning? Is the world looking good from the Rose perspective?
Well, it's certainly looking very busy to me.
Busy for all of us, I
think. So many things coming at you. The full moon's out at the moment. Is that signifying anything for Australia that you can see?
Well, sometimes, yes, it does create a little bit of turbulence. And so people might have sort of a bit of a pressing need to be more organised and to get things in their proper categories and classifications and whatever. But there's a lot of factors in a chart, so it's not just about the full moon.
What about Cameron Munster, Storm player extraordinaire in the NRL, had a compound fracture of his finger during a game on the weekend with bone protruding. It was not a pretty injury. He reckons he'll be back this week for round two. Do you think there's any chance that Cameron Munster will play this week's game of football?
Oh, just on that, just focusing on that now, I actually feel nausea. It actually makes me feel physically sick. Mm. I can see a plaster cast around his finger. That would be, if he chose, now I've got pain in my lower back as well. I don't know if that's connected to it. That's just come in. That's not me. And if he chose to do that, that would be one of the most insane things. But you know what? I think he'll do it.
Mm. Yeah, footy plays, you know, more meat than
brutal,
sense.
It's brutal, right? It's a brutal, yeah,
they'll
brutal
play through
injury.
That pain, which is
to me it's nuts.
Now, also, I've got a bone to pick with you, Rose Smith. You did say to me at the beginning of the year that we're all under financial pressure, but mine would ease in February. I'm telling you, we're in March. It hasn't eased at all. What's happened?
Right. Well, as long as it's not his finger bone, that's the point. okay, so with charts, you know, when I talk, I'm talking generally. So obviously, unless I know the place and the time of your birth, I can't talk to a specific person because I'm talking to the whole sign. So there's always going to be outliers. And maybe you're an outlier. But do you remember exactly what I said? Like, did I mention planets or anything like that?
No, I don't think so. We were just talking about, you know, because I'm a Piscean and, February was supposed to be a good month and it wasn't a bad month, but I just didn't make any cash.
Saturn into Pisces I would have been probably talking about. Okay, it's still not easy, but it's easier than before because Saturn in Pisces is not at home. But it is a little bit flexible, more flexible. And so it doesn't mean there's a straight path for you. It doesn't mean there's a straight path to making money, but it does mean that there's a convoluted path to making money.
There you go.
So there's a way around it. Whereas Saturn in, say, Capricorn, like maybe about 5 years ago, would have been much more difficult.
Right.
And Jade's getting lots of lotto wins, so money is coming to
$8 her. $8 lotto wins. So I'm grateful for all of them. Trust me, I never say no to a win. But, yeah, it's not exactly the 40 mil that we thought it might be.
Right. Oh, bad luck. I got a whole heap of checks. I must have about 10 checks here because my husband buys them too and they're all like $8.
Yeah, they add up, but you have to pay $8 to win them too. So
Now, Rose, Jade knows about this. The past couple of nights, and I'm sorry for taking over and doing a personal thing here, but I've had really bad nightmares the last two nights and I've been waking up at 12:20 a.m. And it's been to do with being caught in an Uber driver where we're having an argument over the fee, because you heard about this Uber thing where they have surge pricing and what have you. I remember we talked about a price. We got to a situation and the price like tripled and doubled and we ended up having an argument. Next thing I'm locked in the Uber and I can't get out. And that's what I've been waking up going, what is happening?
And what time though? Remember you wake up at a certain time.
12:20 every morning.
12:20.
Mm. Okay, so I don't remember. So in Chinese medicine, I don't remember exactly what that means, but if you go and Google 12 till 2 a.m., Chinese medicine organs, it'll tell you what organ is being overstimulated in your body.
Oh, no. Mm. Okay.
Yeah, so check which organ. So I know from 5 till 7 a.m., I think, is lungs. So people that wake up and they don't want to wake up at that time, then they might have a lung issue, for example. So look at that. And secondly, if you keep having the same dream over and over again, that means you're not getting the message. And because it's to do with vehicles moving forward in your life, it's like the cost is too high.
Right.
So you thought it was going to cost X amount to move forward in your life, and that could be in money or energy or... Sorry, I've got a dog barking.
That's
now.
All right.
Isn't that great? money or energy or effort. And it's like the cost is too high now. So you were going to change in some respect, but now it's hard to move forward with that plan.
Wow. Okay, that's why it's getting me a view.
I've just looked up the body part associated with 11 till 1 a.m. according to Chinese medicine, and it is the gallbladder.
Ah. So maybe go, I mean, you know, if you have any physical symptoms, then you should always consult your medical professional.
Yep.
But maybe go and just look at herbal supplements to improve gallbladder function or something like that.
Oh, because I've been reading about kidney stones and that sort of thing at the moment too in the news, so I don't want to have anything down there. Issues getting me that way. And one thing before we go, this is from our listener Amanda in Gympie. She was just mentioning that her dog Tyson passed on after, I think she was with him 7 or 8 years. He was a staffie. She needs to know, will something like that come along in her life again, something as good as Tyson? I know you don't do animals, but just thought it was an interesting question to pass on.
What I do see is the doors close. So as good as, they're all different in their different ways.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel there is another animal, but no one will be like Tyson because Tyson is an original and very unique. But she will find happiness with another pet.
Fantastic.
Oh, that's good.
Pet tortoise or pet snake. And just before we go, Rose, we talked about my sister's friend Angie, who said she was going to fudge on a resume because a dream job's come up. Do you think she'd find that dream job? I mean, she's a Pisces as well, like Jade, but she's only about 25 years of age, and she reckons already she's got a dream job, which I think's a bit of a furphy. You can't find a dream job that young.
I see a lot of green around her, which is growth and development. So I think she's going to come in for a period of great learning.
Okay.
The problem is if you fudge or lie or fib, it always comes back.
Oh. Yes, it does.
That's what everyone said on the show. Yes, and I thought there's no problem with fudging on a resume because who's going to know? Who cares? Especially if it's so
they
many
check.
Jobs.
They check. We check.
Yes.
I'm sure. Absolute soul secrets. Absolutely check.
All right.
And I'm sure many other employers, maybe only the slack lazy ones, maybe the large corporations don't. But any small business would be nuts not to.
All right.
Absolutely. Thank you, Rose.
No worries. I hope that financial ship comes in for you soon.
Me too. I'll be watching the shoreline for it. Thanks, Rose.
Rose Pitt from Absolute Soul Secrets. You can see her on Studio 10 as well if you want to. But reach out. I'll get the links up on our website and socials if you want to get involved with her psychic network and maybe do yourself a reading or a connection. She's happy to do that for you.